Good morning. My guest this morning is Ellen Bluestein from the Jewish Film Festival. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, we're talking about a very, very special movie. It's going to play on October 31st, one show only, just the evening show, right? And it's called Orchestra of Exiles. So what is so special about this one?
Well, this is what we consider to be a special event. It's kind of over and above our regular film festival. What's particularly special about the event is that for the first time ever, a quartet is coming from the Israel Philharmonic Orchestra to play in Sonoma County, and they're playing at the Jewish Film Festival at Rialto Cinemas prior to the film for 30 minutes.
Wow.
Yes. They were hand-selected for this particular performance. We happened to time it in conjunction with their concert in Los Angeles. They play in the United States only a couple of times a year, and so we were fortunate to be able to get this quartet to come up and play for us.
So how does that connect up with the movie?
Well, the movie is a documentary that took a long time to make, and it's the story of the founding of the Israel Philharmonic Orchestra.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, we love stuff about music here at the Jewish Film Festival. It's the story of Bronislav Huberman, who was a renowned violinist in Europe, very famous man, who had a late education in life. He was a child prodigy, and the family threw him out on the stage at the age of 12. He was never educated, and he performed for many years, and then when he was in his 20s, dropped out and went to the Sorbonne and became educated. And when he saw what was happening in Europe with the rise of the Nazis, he was smart enough to move to Switzerland, and then he was smart enough to go to Palestine. But what he did was rescue about 1,000 people. He made it his life's work to rescue some of the finest musicians who had been put out of work by the Nazi laws forbidding them to work, brought them to Palestine, and formed the Palestine Symphony Orchestra, which changed its name in 1948 to the Israel Philharmonic Orchestra when the State of Israel was created. It's a world-class orchestra. There's Itzhak Perlman, Zubin Mehta, Pinchas Zuckerman, and Joshua Bell are in this film talking about Huberman, about the violin he had that was stolen from Carnegie Hall in 1936 that has resurfaced, and now Joshua Bell owns it, about the first conductor was Toscanini in 1936. He was with the New York Philharmonic at that time and came to conduct. They had Albert Einstein do a special fundraiser for them to raise the money so that they could
Albert Einstein doing a fundraiser. What an idea.
Albert Einstein was actually asked to be the first president of Israel, but he declined.
Really?
Yes, yes. So there's a lot of incredibly famous people in this documentary. It's actually a very good film. And that with the orchestra coming, it's really a dynamite special event. And then after the show in the lobby there at Rialto Cinemas, anyone who has a ticket can come and meet the artists and talk to a representative from the Israel Philharmonic.
It sounds like people should get those tickets fast.
I would say so. Yes, they're going fast.
Right. Well, as you remarked earlier, evening performances more often than not sell out for these films, and this one is only an evening performance.
Yes, it is. It's one time only.
Okay. Well, let's tell people once again that this is the orchestra. This is Orchestra of Exiles. It's Thursday, October 31st, 7:30 only, at the Jewish Film Festival, which is at the Rialto Cinemas in Sebastopol. For information, ticket information and other, 528-4222. Online, go to jccsoco.org. And remember, this is a very, very special show, a performance by members of the Israeli Symphony, as well as this brand new, fascinating documentary movie. Thanks for coming in, Ellen.
Thank you for having me here, Roland.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.